Hey everyone, Avery Hart here. Ever feel like your mind's a runaway train? Thoughts just barreling through, emotions swirling like a hurricane inside you? You know that feeling when you're trying to focus but your brain is playing its own concert of worries, anxieties, and random memories? Well, friends, welcome to Daily Detachment. Today we're diving into the power of mindfulness. Not some woo-woo mystical practice, but a real, tangible tool to help us navigate that mental chaos. Think about it. In our fast-paced world, we're constantly bombarded with information, expectations, and demands. It's like living in a 24/7 news cycle, even when we're just trying to grab a coffee or scroll through social media. Our brains are wired for survival, always scanning for threats and planning for the future. But that often means we get stuck on autopilot, reacting to every little thing instead of truly experiencing life. Mindfulness is like hitting the pause button, taking a step back from those automatic reactions and allowing ourselves to be present in this very moment. Here's the thing, mindfulness isn't about emptying your mind completely, spoiler alert. That's impossible. It's about noticing your thoughts and emotions without judgment. Imagine them like clouds passing by. They exist, they change shape, but you don't have to cling to them or get swept away. This awareness helps us break free from the cycle of reacting impulsively and instead make conscious choices based on what truly serves us. So how do we actually do this? Number one, pay attention to your breath. Seems simple, right? But focusing on your inhale and exhale is like anchoring yourself in the present moment. Every time you notice your mind wandering, and it will, gently guide your attention back to your breath. It's a constant practice, kind of like training your mental muscles. Number two, embrace all your senses. This one's fun. Take a few moments throughout the day to really engage with what you're experiencing. What do you see, hear, smell, taste, and touch? Describing these sensations to yourself can help ground you in the present moment and make ordinary activities feel more vibrant. Number three, be curious about your thoughts and emotions. Instead of trying to push them away, ask yourself questions like, what's triggering this feeling? Or, where do I notice this emotion in my body? This helps you understand your inner landscape better and develop greater self-awareness. Number four, practice gratitude. Seriously, take a few minutes each day to appreciate the good things in your life, big and small. It could be as simple as enjoying a delicious cup of coffee or appreciating a sunny day. Gratitude shifts your focus from what's lacking to what you already have, which can significantly impact your overall well-being. Number five, be kind to yourself. Mindfulness isn't about being perfect. It's about showing up for yourself with compassion and understanding. You're going to have days when your mind feels like a whirlwind. That's okay. Just gently redirect your attention back to the present moment whenever you notice yourself getting caught up in thoughts or emotions. Okay. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're walking down the street and suddenly realize your phone is missing. You feel panic rising. What if it's lost forever? What if someone stole it? Your mind races with worst-case scenarios. Now, here comes the mindfulness part. Instead of letting those thoughts spiral out of control, you take a deep breath. You notice the tightness in your chest, the quickening of your heart rate. You acknowledge these feelings without judgment and remind yourself, okay, I'm feeling anxious right now, but this moment is passing. I can choose to respond calmly instead of reacting impulsively. Then, you make a plan. Retrace your steps, check with nearby businesses, contact your service provider. See? Mindfulness doesn't erase the problem. It equips you to handle it with more clarity and composure. So remember, friends, mindfulness isn't about achieving some elusive state of zen. It's about practicing awareness in everyday moments, breathing deeply, noticing your sensations, being kind to yourself, and choosing how you respond to life's ups and downs. It takes time and practice, but the rewards are worth it. Ready to put this into action? I want to hear from you. Share your mindfulness experiences on social media using the hashtag #DailyDetachment. And don't forget to subscribe to the podcast for more daily doses of stoic wisdom and real-world strategies for staying unbothered. Until next time, keep detaching and stay awesome.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.